afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we have some thoughts on happiness.
academic recently concluded, after an exhaustive study lasting several years, that the link between money and happiness is quite tenuous at best. This will likely come as little surprise to most of us, because many feel this is a somewhat self-evident truth, and yet the pursuit of money remains the preeminent ambition for the vast majority of humanity. Why do we continue chasing this dream of acquisition when we know it cannot bring us any sense of enduring happiness, and indeed may not actually be responsible for any degree of happiness at all? Many would argue it's easy to say money is not important when you already have enough, but that conclusion is seriously flawed. True, our material needs must be met as a basic requirement, but that is no evidence money, or indeed even ownership, is the only way to achieve such an outcome. For literal millennia, humanity has been following a particular pattern in terms of social development, and this path has placed money very firmly in the driving seat. We continue to be taught it is impossible, or at least exceedingly difficult, to achieve anything or indeed make progress without money. For around 10,000 years, in fact, economics has operated under the same basic philosophy, which has steadily evolved into the complex operational models we have today. The education system has reinforced this ideology, as has most institutions responsible for human activity. Indeed, many institutions exist today for the sole purpose of making money, and their methods and objectives are usually described in an honourable, even virtuous tone. And yet, it is equally true that people today are generally less happy than they have ever been. We seem to be missing a vital point, or not seeing, or maybe even rejecting something obvious about the whole business of happiness. Put very simply, happiness is not a material thing. It is a mental, certainly emotional, and some would say a spiritual condition. Money is a material thing, a physical phenomenon. The possession of something physical cannot in itself generate a non-physical, mental, and emotional state of well-being. Yes, of course, receiving a gift does generate a certain short-term sense of happiness, but that is no evidence possessing the actual thing itself gave us the experience of happiness as such. The happiness experienced actually has much more to do with who gave it, the motive, and also the timing. In short, people give happiness to people. Happiness is not an attribute inherent within any object, and money is just another object. We say money cannot buy health, and certainly it cannot buy happiness. So simply possessing money, even vast amounts of it, has no direct connection to happiness as an experience. We would be wise to alter the way we look at and define happiness. Why is happiness so elusive? Maybe it's down to how we go about acquiring it. Because it's not an object, we cannot own it. We cannot hold on to it in the hope of experiencing it forever. But most of us pursue it as if we can. So for most of us, happiness becomes a fleeting, impermanent experience over which we seem to have little or no control. Just like trying to grasp and hold water, however, the more we try to possess happiness, the more it simply slips through our fingers. Instead of pursuing happiness as if it can be possessed like any material object, we need to see it more in terms of a byproduct,
an after effect or result of something else. So, what is that something else? Ask yourself this. When you are working at something you love doing, and that work is being done with the desire to make others happy, does this not also make you happy? In such a scenario, what you are doing, the thoughts that permeate the whole experience of that effort, constitutes the generator of your happiness. You infuse happiness into the process of living. Thought, like happiness, has no tangible attributes. But thought is responsible for all action and all outcomes, be they physical or not. An action done in malice will never generate happiness. But that same action, executed with enthusiasm and a desire to bring happiness to others, will always generate happiness for you. So we can conclude that happiness is something flowing through you, and it happens as a direct effect of the choices and decisions you make. The truth is often very simple, and here is a secret to happiness, which is not actually a secret at all. You get exactly what you give away. Don't cling to happiness as if it were so valuable you cannot afford to lose what you have acquired. Don't even try to possess it. Give it away freely, and it will come back to you just as freely. Set about bringing happiness into the lives of others in all that you say, think, and do, and to the absolute best of your ability, and you will always experience happiness. Make happiness your new habit. Measure everything you do by it. Do this all of the time, and don't be surprised when you find happiness has become not a fleeting thing, but a permanent condition, because you have made it something you generate all of the time. So, in conclusion, you are the key. You are the source. And you already have the answer you seek. All that remains is to simply do, and therefore be happy.
us again next week for more musings.